Welcome to the Little Mo Show. Yes, I'm your beautiful host, Little Mo. Now, I know you may be thinking, is this the same Little Mo that sang Superwoman? Yes, it is. Is this the same Little Mo that sang with everybody from Fabulous to Missy Elliott to Ja Rule to John P. Key? Baby, I done hit all parts of the genre. You see me on TV shows. Maybe you might have saw me on R&B Divas of L.A. And now you're currently watching me on Love & Hip Hop New York making an ass of myself. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, I was still cute, though. A wig stay laid. And that right, yeah, I'm working on some new music as well, child. I got a new spicy, saucy video, single 30 minutes out, as well as some other things, but damn, that enough about me. I'm here with my co-host. Who you be?
My name is Skeet Carter. You may have seen me. Hold on. You may have seen me on Comedy Central.
You
need to watch. You better pay your cable bill.
Hello.
You may have seen me on a What Now tour with Kevin Hart when he did the stadium in Philadelphia. That was crazy. You may have seen me on
outside, John. Let him know. It ain't just no little stadium.
It was a football field.
The football field, and he filled that bitch out.
All the way up. And all I was the way there up. Like, oh, my God, look at this.
You was doing it? Was you part of cleanup or was you on stage?
I was, what you mean?
Was no, because you know, just be, no.
I was cleaning up when they paid me.
Hello?
Yeah, that's what I did.
I did that,
you know, Wildin' Out tour on tour with Michael Blackson.
Nice.
You know.
Michael Blackson. We got to talk about that.
We're going to talk about that.
Yes.
We're going to talk about that. But there's a lot going on, but I'm here on the Little Mo Show, and man, this is the hottest show out right now, so we about to turn up, okay?
Yes, and while we're going to turn up, we're going to let you know what these celebrities, they've been turning up and cutting up and acting up with the internet. Don't lie.
The internet don't lie.
You supposed to sing that with me, though.
I can't hit them notes that you hit. Nobody can do what you do.
I've been doing that every time we do that part, and I don't know how you don't know it yet. What you got? Oh, okay, so let's just start off with Michael Blackson. Let's just not get too far ahead of ourselves. He's been lit on the internet.
Yes, he has. Michael Blackson has been turning up, speaking his mind.
Against Kevin Hart and Charlamagne, a.k.a. See the God. Why? Right. What's been going on? Because you're a comedian, so you know them, and they're your friends. So is this a real beef, or is this just like the prelude to a tour, a book, a movie, a sex tape, something? What's going on?
Well, I don't know if you noticed, but anything that goes on in the world, and it's irrelevant, Michael Blackson's going to talk about it.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
But so the thing, it don't matter. That's what he does. Mike, he's the best that ever did it when it comes to, you know, talking about current events.
And he's really from Philly.
He's from Philly.
Everybody thinks he's from Africa somewhere.
But no, I think he was
African.
Yeah, he's African. But he was in Philly. So,
okay, got you.
You know, they're friends. They were friends before everything happened.
Him and Kevin.
But Kevin never addresses anything that Mike says.
Who told Kevin to ignore Michael?
I don't know who told him, but that, you know,
he said
one thing, and Mike is going to take that and run with it. Mike is funny when it comes to roasting. That's his
thing. He can roast. That's my, and I'm going to be honest, I don't think that's Kevin's strongest point. As far as comedy and stand-up and sitcoms and movies, he got that on lock. That's why he's the $100 million man. But as far as roasting, when what's-his-name said, when Michael Black said he looked like a gorilla wee-wee, my nigga, what was up with that?
It was funny. It was really funny.
Then I was laughing.
And he talking about he get the he-bitch dance. That's what Mike do. He do the he-bitch dance at his shows, and he gives somebody the he-bitch dance.
But they said Kevin was kind of upset because he said he shouldn't have made fun of the indiscretions, that he apologized with the scandal with his marriage and everything. But we all go through things. Hey.
We're the thing about Mike, he has a following, so whatever he says, people get to hear it. Okay. So if I say something about it, millions of people are not going to hear about it, but Mike says it. I mean, I'm just saying.
He did break the internet with that last post he did.
He definitely did, and it went crazy. So Kev felt some type of way because he's supposed to be his friend. That's my man. Yeah. You ain't supposed to kick me when I'm down, especially when it comes to relationship stuff. Okay. But, you know, Mike did his thing, and it's actually funny. It's very funny.
It actually broke the internet. Lie. Speaking of breaking the internet, guess what's breaking up in New York City? It's going to break down the walls. They're going to be right downstairs, and they need to come right on up here to Little Mo Show, and we get to interview them. Child, the Grammys is coming to New York. Listen who's mad. TMZ said that Q-Tip is angry because he was snubbed by the Grammys.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I'm going to read what they said, and then you're going to hear what Skeet say, and then you're going to hear what Mo got to say. Okay, they were saying that Tribe Called Quest, you know, he was the front man. It sounds like he's partially blaming mega producer Ninth Wonder. Q went off on the Recording Academy, which is a no-no, for not nominating Tribe's 2016 album. He points out it was good enough for the Grammy folks to invite them, but he feels that he was getting stiff. While he does give props to other nominees such as Jay-Z and Kendrick Lamar, Q-Tip is calling it BS, and that a Tribe Called Quest final album, they should not have been left out. And now we do know that Fife Dawg did pass for complications due to diabetes and other things. That, you know, they did like a nice little cute little compilation, but he was like, why we ain't win? So he feels a type of way. You go ahead and say what you gotta say, and I'm gonna tell you how I feel.
I just feel if you feel a certain way about certain things mm-hmm. on a platform that's so big,
right?
It depends on how you say it or address it, because okay. some people will say, he just...
Tyreason.
Know, there you go. And that's what it seems like sometimes. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so that's... That's not how he's trying to come off. He want to make a statement. Like,
but they... No, because I'm going to tell you this.
What?
I heard Q-Tip got a side to him that... He likes things certain ways. Like, they say he has divish ways. That's what the internet and some people say. It ain't me that said it. Right. But you may remember, listen, they say he got his ways.
Okay.
So, do you feel that they should have been nominated? Hey, name one song.
I don't know any of the songs.
Exactly. And I'm not trying to be funny. Bitch, I feel like I've been snubbed. But I'm not going to say it.
You ain't going to say it. You can't
say
it.
The fact that I've been invited, I got kicked out the Grammys. Me and QD3, Quincy Jones. So we went like mad years ago. We was there late smoking. I was smoking some weed. And I popped up and I got kicked out. Oh, well. Deal with it. I got nominated for Put It On Me. But all of that stuff. But just the fact that your name is being mentioned, just consider it counted on joy. Because there are some people that I feel that are snubbed that haven't even made the list, such as Fabulous, such as Jadakiss.
Right.
So Q-Tip, I want you to sit your ass down just a little bit, because, you know, they're taking away categories. Because listen, we have a guest coming.
Yeah, we do.
His name is Eric Robeson. And he's been Grammy nominated, but his category, they took it all. So maybe he should start moaning, complaining, and Tyreason.
Right.
What you think?
We'll talk about it when we get back.
It's the Little Mo Show, bitches.
Hi, this is Joyanne Reed from Read This, Read That.
And Casey James Slango from The Good, The Dad, and The Ugly.
We just launched the brand new OG Podcast Network and wanted to let you know that you can hear ours and other great shows by going to OGPodcastNetwork.com.
And be sure to follow the network on social media to keep up to date with new shows, videos, and live events.
That's at OG Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Or you can subscribe to your favorite OG podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, beloved, to the Little Mo Show. I'm your wonderful, loud host, Little Mo.
I'm your quiet co-host, Skeet Carter. But I'm funny as hell, though, and we are back.
You all kind of tamed and everything.
You already know, man. When you're new on the job, you got to act a certain way. But we about to turn up real soon. We have a special guest for you guys today. Yes. Little Mo already told you who he was, but I had to properly introduce this guy because you've seen him. He worked with people from Jill Scott, Music Soul Child. He's from Jersey. Man, everybody give
him. He's a bison.
Ain't you? You know.
You
wore the blue today.
Well, yeah.
Did she go again? And we're going to introduce Eric Robeson, man. Give it up, Eric.
Give it up for Ero.
What's up? How y'all doing?
Do you want us to call you Eric Robeson?
Eric Robeson, E, whatever you like to do. I have no middle names, so I got a lot of nicknames. That's fine.
Okay.
No middle name either. You got a middle name, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, they knew you was going to be somebody.
Hey, look. No, we were briefly chatting, and I'm so glad to have you here today.
To be here.
Because, all right, I didn't go to college, but I did do radio in D.C. And so Howard, what did you study there?
Musical theater.
Wow.
I went to Howard on a full scholarship for music theater.
So they paid for everything in advance.
Yeah, so it was crazy enough. When I was a teenager, I won a national pageant called Mr. Black Teenage World. All my friends clowned me, but they gave me a full scholarship to Grambling State University and Howard University. And that changed the course. I probably was going to try to play football somewhere or be a political science major.
Yeah, because you are pretty. Yeah,
little something. But that changed the course. I was going into my junior year, and I told my parents, I was like, I think I want to do something more in music. I couldn't major in the R&B singing, so I majored in musical theater from there.
Yeah, most people get scholarships. They play some kind of sport, so that's what I was
going
to ask.
Everybody
you
I know that got a scholarship. I heard they be going home every weekend, then the girl get pregnant, and then she be like, oh, I should have used my scholarship. You know,
yeah, that didn't happen.
You stuck to your plan.
I stuck to my plan.
That's good.
Yeah, I fought hard for it, real
hard. Skin men, they usually get somebody knocked up in college. I don't know how you got out of that
one. You got kids?
It was tough. No, well, I'm married. I got three boys, seven, five, and a 19-month-old. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, that sounds like my house.
Your house is
turnt, because this is the holidays, so you out here singing. Make sure.
Yeah, we done talked about it already. We are all boys, so it's crazy. They tearing the house all up, but it's all
good.
Go
over your house, because I got to step over the kids when we go visit. Yeah, when I go visit her house.
It's all love.
He's lying. Because every time he come over before we come up, my little son does an introduction. When they come in, we call him the puppy baby. He does flips. He walks on his tippy toes. He balls them up.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I just be like, he does that every time we have guests. So maybe one day you can come over the house and then just see what we talking about.
I'm down. I'm definitely down.
Let's get into everything what you got going on. Grammy nominated. Now, we mentioned earlier the Grammys are coming to New York. Are you going?
probably will. I mean, I'll at least be in part of the festivities. You know, there's going to be a whole bunch of jam sessions and parties going around.
Free stuff. That daggone gift and sweet. Hello.
Bag, let me tell you something.
That gift and sweet is lit.
I still be wearing some of that stuff years ago.
I be selling it.
No one ain't nobody been there. I'm just quiet. Like,
you know what a gift and sweet is when you get free stuff.
I understand that, but I ain't
and
been
to
that
the people that,
one.
That win the free stuff, they get...
Yeah. That's a whole nother gift and sweet right there. So, let's go.
Let's see. Since you're a recording artist, you know, what was one of your biggest songs? You know, in your music career.
Emotional Roller Coaster with Vivian Green, Vivian's first album.
You wrote that, or you on it?
I co-wrote with Vivian.
Lit.
Yeah, and like Merry Go Round, the previous cats from Music Soul Child, and his first two albums. You know, yeah, I mean, I've written for a lot of different people, Carl Thomas, a whole bunch of people, you know. Right. I never really had too many, like, major singles. Right. It just had songs that were very memorable on a lot of people's albums.
Right. But you have, as much as you consider yourself, I guess, an indie artist, you have, like, a cult-like following. I always say you have, like, you're like the male Erykah Badu, like, people come, like, I've never seen a place unpacked when your name is mentioned.
Appreciate that. Appreciate
like, well, I mean, no.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very fortunate. I owe it to the fans. You know what I mean? For me, I was a songwriter. Okay. I had been signed and dropped numerous times. And at one point, I just started putting albums out as a hobby just for myself. Okay. I saw what the other side was. I didn't need that other side. Right. And what I love is I was able to earn every fan. So we would go to Columbus, Ohio. I would do a show. And I'd be at the exit with my CD, shaking hands, and what happens is that the person will bring somebody next time.
Right.
So it's my first time in D.C., my first show, 30, 50 people maybe. Now, we'll do 1,000
selling out the
Howard
there. Theater.
Yeah, I mean, do a Howard Theater, whatever, you know. So, and that's Atlanta, that's New York, California. I can remember the modest beginnings of a venue, and now we're in much bigger venues. And we haven't had much radio play. We haven't had much of the support, but we still got there. We got there by...
That's one thing about the industry a lot of people never understand. As much as you have people come out to your concerts and following and know your music and your work, what is it about the radio that just fails to support?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, the interesting part is that with most labels, the label will put money behind a song, and the song is, I don't want to say force-fed, but it's pushed. It's like it's played a certain amount of time. Okay. And what happens is, what it does is it's a delusion, because what happens when it stops supporting the record, the radio stops playing it, and a lot of times the artist thinks, well, I just got to wait till something else happens. And it's like, it just never made sense to me. It's like, I'm going to go there whether I got a song popping or not, and I'm going to get in front of your face. I'm going to come sell out. So even just for the last 3 years, we pretty much, my circle team, we book our own shows. We do all the plan. We do all the marketing. We still have some promoters we work with, and I have all love for them. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them, but... It just made sense saying, okay, we're mapping out 2018 right now. Like, let's map the whole time out,
right.
and let's get those markets. And I love that show. We do a big show in Atlanta. Okay. Maybe Nashville might be really, really small, but I remember when Atlanta was small. So we can get Nashville to where Atlanta is. So there's always work to do, you know what I mean? And a lot of times we wait for somebody else, and it's just never been my culture to wait for somebody else.
I think that radio, you know, they make you like it. You learn to like it because you hear it all the time. You know what I mean? Think about it. That's how we learned our ABCs. You know what I mean? They kept singing the song. And then you like, next time, won't you sing with me? So now, since you're, how long you been in music? What, the year, years?
I got signed when I was at Howard. When I was 19, I got signed to Warner Brothers. I put out a song called The Moon, and I went back and finished school. And then from then, when I graduated, I got into songwriting. So you can say, like, since 94, 97.
I remember the video Moon. I seen that.
Oh,
a little slimmer on that,
little slimmer,
man.
Little slimmer.
You didn't see the video.
Sexy.
My home.
You couldn't tell me nothing back then.
All the notable artists that you've worked with, from the Jill Scotts to the Musics, the Dwellays, the Vivian Green, is there anybody that you want to work with, and... Who is that person? And, you know, a lot of people, if they ain't got no budget, don't even holler. Just put it out there in the atmosphere, because, like, you're dope, so.
About a budget. It's never, you know, for me, real talk, and it's I've had the fortunate opportunity, I've worked with, you know, your discography is crazy as well. I've had the fortunate opportunity of only working with people that I probably would have bought their album whether I was on it or not. I was already fans of them, or I was friends of them, and I was rooting for them, pulling for them. We share money for cheesesteaks or whatever, and then you see their dreams come true. So, but to answer your question, Erykah Badu is probably on the top of my list.
Oh.
She's on top of my list. Like, I would love just be in the room and watch
her. Have you ever met her?
Yes, on like handshake. Like,
did she have really some sage? Because people say when she walk around, she sprinkles stuff to make sure your spirit not off.
It's lucky I'm married now. All right. I'm married now.
No, let me tell you, I'm married too, but I looked at them cakes.
I'd have been, well, let me tell you. So mind you, I went to college, real talk. I went to college with somebody who went to school, who grew up with her.
Yeah.
And I remember the first thing he told me before she ever came out, he was like, yo, I got a friend. Her name's Erica. She's going to be coming out soon. She's dope. And she, surprisingly, she got a real fat butt. She real skinny.
Everybody.
And it's crazy. So before she ever came out, I'm talking about before the first album, I was already school. So I was like, she got a fat butt. It's hard for me to believe. But no, she had an amazing thing under
between
there.
Erica, Mary J. Blige, me, when I first came out, and a couple other people we were known for having, they'd be like, man, my husband, he said, he first heard my song, when he saw Superman in the video, he said, y'all up here sitting up here talking about Fab killing. He said, who's shorty with the fat ass? And he was 15.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
Listen, ain't that crazy? We men. We understand. Yeah, we acknowledge. We acknowledge your voice.
One thing I can say is when you see Erica,
when she took her clothes off and was running down the street.
See, that's years later.
Oh, yeah. Remember
that's
that?
Years later.
But that was crazy, though.
I'm still trying to find an unedited version. I'm trying to uncensor it. I'm still waiting. It's got to be somewhere.
It's somewhere. I'm trying to tell you, I didn't even have DVR.
And what's amazing, they shot that video and no one had a camera. No one filmed. Like, If I was in Dallas when they were shooting that video, no way I'm not pulling a camera out.
Ain't that crazy?
It was heavy.
Yeah, now I remember
that. It's crazy. But mind you, it was crazy years before she ever took.
Yeah.
When she took all them dashikis off, people was like, oh, word. But it was crazy under
that. That's why I heard them men be going crazy. They was just like, yo, she changed her whole life. Andre wasn't dressing like that.
I'd be wearing crochet pajamas, too, if I was dating. I'm married now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I was willing to take
Erica
that down.
Erica is one of those.
Married,
no,
man.
You got to put it out there. That's the disclaimer.
I
think Erica's she the one, like, for real, might give my husband a hall pass.
Really?
I would be like, yo, what that thing working with? Because that thing,
go
right?
Go back and tell me about
and
it.
And I want to make sure if that thing changes life, I'm going to say, well, I want a piece. But I love her, like, because she's been
amazing.
Consistent. And just, like, I love her comedic side and stuff like that. And honestly, it's, like, pretty dope that you put her at the top of your list. So I think that's going to happen.
Songwriting. Bag Lady is one of the most incredible songs I've ever heard. I mean, she has several of those. As a songwriter, when I get somebody's album, what I want to say is, damn, I wish I wrote that. That's my goal. When I buy Nas out, when I buy Jay-Z or buy whoever, and Erica has had me say that almost every album. There's at least one or two songs that go like, wow, they got that off.
Hold that thought right there, because we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of Eric Groverson, your girl Little Mo.
Skeet Carter, you'll watch the Little Mo Show.
Yeah. It's your boy Skeet Carter, the co-host of the Little Mo Show podcast, encouraging everybody to pick up a copy of the tell-all book, Tame a Little Mo, right now. It's available on Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the Little Mo Show. I'm your crazy tattooed host, Little Mo.
And it's your boy, comedian Skeet Carter, and I'm your co-host, and we are sitting here with Mr. Eric Roberson. How are you?
I'm great.
Young E.
Yes.
You know, everything is young and
young
little
E.
Again.
I'm down. Little Young E. I'm fine with that.
We have a little bit of history.
Yes.
We were talking about, and you reminded me about when you met me. It's probably been about 17, 18 years, even though I'm 22. So I must have been
right.
A baby.
You was in diapers. Was in diapers. They were changing your diapers at Sylvia Rohn's office. Gerald Levert was changing. So no, it was me. You,
LeVert,
it was me.
And
you, Gerald Levert. Yeah. And it was probably a couple years before you passed. Unfortunately, passed.
98, 99-ish.
Yeah. And I remember we had a conversation about your tattoos. She has a long list, a lovely line of tattoos down her arm.
See, I look like a jailhouse bathroom wall. Like,
no, I was stylish. You was way ahead of time, though.
Because back then...
You was definitely way ahead of time.
I probably didn't have the blue hair on there, but that's when I was wearing braids. I probably had a hat or something, but I remember when I started getting tattoos, I was hype, but when I got to the label, they was like, well, you might want to cover it up because we don't want to scare the consumer. So back then, I would have to cover it. But I was like, man, damn, now people got shoes all in their face, tattoos all on their mouth, coming out their mouth. So honestly, we've always been ahead of our time. So thanks for remembering that, because that's dope that you still have some good things to say about me. Hello.
Amen. No, I'm following your career and really happy for you in general.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? So that's all good.
Thank you. What's some things you got coming up? Tours, books, movies, scandals. No.
Right, I know that's right.
Hello.
Married, don't forget that.
That's
me and Erica doing a duet album.
Erica, that's dope.
I wish it would be nice. We're gonna put it in the atmosphere. Yeah. I gotta talk to my wife
about
it.
Mine as well.
We released three albums called Earth, Wind, and Fire. We released Earth in April, and Wind came out in July. Fire came out in October, and each one was a theme. So Earth was an inspiration album, self-empowerment. Wind was a romance album. In October, we released Fire, which was like a more political album against police brutality. And
so that was in 2017?
That's 2017. So we toured somewhat with it, but really we're going to be touring in February all the way out for 2018 with that. So that was the main thing, you know, and then worked with a lot of people, wrote three songs with Avery Sunshine for her album. Wow. And worked with a lot of like smooth, I'm entering amazingly like the smooth jazz area. I did a song with Boney James and Najee and doing a lot of those festivals and tours as well. So we're just staying busy.
Jones be sold out.
No, that's what we need to study because that's the field we want to go to. We want to be doing those cruises and the festivals, you know. I do a cruise every year called the Capital Jazz Cruise. I'm one of the hosts. Okay. We do it every single year, and it's more of a smooth jazz cruise.
Where
but it's
is that?
Switchy changing.
Just in case somebody might want to fly in.
We usually leave out of somewhere from the south, out of Miami or Puerto Rico, and go to different islands. But it'd be lit. I mean, last year we had Jill Scott. No, the one we did just last was I want to say Ledisi, Chrisette Michelle. Just naming the R&B side. Raheem Devine's done it. Music Soul Child's done it. And it's all stages because you'll have, you know, your really, really big act like Charlie Wilson be on the top of the boat. And but every night, imagine three acts.
On the bottom of the boat at the record section.
No, please. You'll be jamming. You'll love it because it's a full boat of us. Okay. We went to Cuba last year as well. That was amazing. It's just a really, really nice time.
I've only been on the Tom Joyner Morning Show cruise. And everybody thought it was like, but there a lot of these cruises, even though they have their, you know, they're not saying typical, but, you know, the older genre of music from, I believe, they did have Earth, Wind, and Fire on there.
Yeah.
And it was lit. I was like, oh, man, like, how'd y'all get them out here?
It's only a matter of time. But it had me on it, too. Only a matter of time there's going to be hip-hop cruises. It's only a matter of time that there's going to be a 90s cruise with SWV and Escape and Intro. It's only a matter of time.
They did a 90s night with Teddy Riley. Yeah. But ironically, days before that, that's when Johnny Kemp had passed. I was on that cruise, and I was just like, wow. But they still dedicated, just got paid, all the stuff Teddy Riley did. And when I say everybody wig was off, one thing I love about them cruising, I might have to come to that Capital Jazz, see if they could book me. I just want to go, just give me two rooms and a plate, because you can eat all night on them things.
Yeah, you can.
I just want to go on the thing because, like, it's always constantly something going on, and you just feel so up close and personal. Nobody be acting like all Hollywood and stuff like that. It's really... It puts you close to who you spend your money in their music.
Eating breakfast the next day with the artist that you watched last night. Right. I mean, it's because you're on a boat for 7 days. They kind of want you. They do a great job of picking acts who they feel are going to invest in. Because you're investing with your fans. And the fans are respectful. I mean, I bring my wife on there. And
that's dope.
And we can sit and chill. And you know, you're going to be taking a lot of pictures because, you're the artist on the boat.
Big festival, yeah.
But sometimes when I'm eating my eggs, I don't want to be like, oh, hold on a second. Let me finish my food in my mouth.
Eat a little more. I guess that's what happens.
That's what happens. I was about to say a paw, so I don't have no squirrel nut stored in my cheeks.
But if you had egg all in your face, they won't post that picture. They'll keep it.
No, they will. They'll post it.
Not my cruises. They're not going. Maybe some other cruises might. But
we had Uncle Luke on the last time Johnny won, and a 95-year-old man got a lap dance. He passed.
I love it.
He passed.
Right in the middle of it. That's the way to go.
I thought he went on.
He did get on.
You have any other, like, any videos coming out to those albums that you did?
We had a video that came out for the October one that came out. The Fire one is the one we're mainly investing most of it on.
Okay.
To me, Earth and Wind were a setup because the Fire album is what was needed, you know? So, We're shooting several videos and we're releasing like almost every month. So we released a video called Keep On. That was the first single, which is just an inspiring song off the album. But I wrote a song called Tamir about Tamir Rice, the 12-year-old who was shot and killed by police playing in a park in Cleveland. There's several songs on the album. To me, that it's not really, you know, we write songs to make people escape. You know, we want people to fantasize or whatever. That Fire was like, I want, even if you listen to it one time and can't play it anymore, I want you to listen to it.
The lit joint after Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Exactly.
That's the lit joint.
We're trying to make you think.
What's your social media so everybody can follow you and stalk you and slide in your DMs?
Yes.
And yeah.
Don't forget that.
Yep. And so don't be playing.
My wife crazy.
Hello?
Hello? Crazy. But my foolishly, all of my social media stuff is different names. But my website is ericrobersonmusic.com. You can get everything from t-shirts or lyric posters and all the albums as well. But on Instagram, where I'm mostly crazy and active, it's Erro44, E-R-R-O-44. Uh-huh. Instagram, Facebook is, I believe, just my name, Eric Roberson, on my label, Blue Arrow Soul.
Okay.
And Twitter is I am Eric Roberson.
All right.
But yeah.
And before we go, before we let you go, I want to tap into your ratchet side. I'm going to start this off, and you got to finish it for us. See, little bitch, you can't with me if you wanted to.
Something dancing on them bloody shoes.
Hey,
I know something. Look, I got a little kid. I can't play much of that stuff now. I love to, but
my kids know all the cusses.
You know he R&B. He said I'm dancing on these bloody shoes.
The bloody shoes. I know something about it, but yeah. Look, my kid be going back to school. You damn.
Let's put it up. They done made a church version.
But you know, it's only a matter of time. It was going. You know,
this the blood. It was. I know they said something about the blood of Jesus or something.
On these bloody shoes.
Best on these bloody shoes. Yeah, yeah. Look, like, don't talk about me.
But
yeah,
you
yeah.
did it though. That's hey, the hottest song. Right
yeah, no, it's
thank
hot
you
as
so much.
And you and who got who you. Not rooting for it right now? You gotta root for
it's
her.
Like, this is the year of Cardi.
You gotta root for her.
It's the year of the real. When you give your real stuff and show your real, that's what this platform
yeah.
is for.
Yeah.
People get to know you. When,
yeah.
I ain't like 50 Cent when he first came out. I said, why you do that to Ja Rule? I saw Get Rich or Die Trying. I said, you know what? I'm a fan. I get to know your story.
Yeah.
So that's what people here to learn your story.
You know, and you was talking about farting backstage, you know, before we came on. And I felt like I know you better after hearing that story when we got on here. So I appreciate it. I mean, I agree totally.
And I helped him get dressed. He couldn't get the sweater on. It was too tight.
Yeah, it was too tight.
So we had
too
to zip it up in the back. And the hat is stuck on his head. So
of
I
course.
Don't know.
Look, you know I should never start with a comedian. He ready.
Here
I'm going to go dance with my bloody shoes out here. But
Robinson for joining us today on the Little Mo Show. You are welcome to come in any time and dance with your bloody
with my bloody shoes.
Yes.
Look, I got some blood on them too. Hey,
man. So thanks again. Thanks for everybody tuning in. We gotta do a special thank you to anybody that any of our sponsors. Yeah.
We have to thank everybody from the Next Level Publishing and Media family. Everybody, my whole staff, my team, Honey Chow Entertainment, everybody, my family who allowed me to be here today, because if I don't work, they don't eat, and I can't wear no wigs, okay? And to Cumulus for allowing us to, look at this. I said, we're starting off at the top.
Yes.
I said, we made it. Who you want to thank? Who you want to thank?
I want to thank my mother. First of all, I want to thank Eric Roberson for sitting here on his couch with us, along with Little Mo. Man, we had a great show. Man, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. So make sure y'all stay tuned in, man, because it's going down for real.
Most of all, thank you, because if it wasn't no you, then damn sure wouldn't be no us.
Right.
We out.